one of the most unique articles for that the Kohen Gadol wore were the Urim V'Tumim. And it contained basically the 12 tribes, and then they had Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. It had other things, the Shiftei Yeshurin. They were to ensure that all the letters of the Aleph Bay would be on it. Why is it so important that all the letters be on it? Because when the king, the Kohen Gadol, asked the question, so they'd be able to give an answer. So that is the Urim and Tumim for people who had to make ask the questions. So there's actually a machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Gemara Yuma Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in terms of how did they work. So the Gemara says, why are they called Urim V'Tumim? Urim Shem Urim Estevayim, they gave a guiding light. V'Tumim Shem Mashim Estevayim, they get a complete answer. You know exactly what was going on. So how Ketza Nas is, how did it work? Rav Yochanan says, Boletes, they just protruded. And Reish Lakish Omar Mitztarefes. Mitztarefes, they used to, letters used to mix together. So, according to Rav Yochanan, you'd have to figure out the message. And according to Reish Lakish, the letter, everything turned into a word. So, the Achronim ask a question. We know that David HaMelech even inquired on the Urim and Tuvim, even on Shabbos. And one of the Lamentes Melachos is the prohibition of Kosev. So how could it be that David asked the Urim and Tumim and they wrote letters? Isn't it a violation? Was David in violation of the Melacha of Kosev? That's the question we'll come back to. This before I give a different answer, perhaps I was just thinking, it's another machlokes in the Gemara and Baba Metzia, Daf Sadi Amud Beis, also between Rev Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We'll see if they're connected at all. The Gemara talks about Chosma Bakol. There's a biblical prohibition to muzzle your animal while it's working. However, so that's clearly a lav sheyeshbo maisa, and you get makis. What about you scream at your animal and you make him afraid that he's not going to eat, but you don't actually put on a muzzle? So Rav Yochanan Machayev and Reish Lakish Ama Putter. Rav Yochanan says Yochayev and Reish Lakish says Yaputter. Why you putter? So according to Reish Lakish, because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. So it's a lav shein bo maisa yapater. So why does Rav Yochanan say yichayev? Because he says akimas piv havi maisa. Opening up your lips, that's considered talking is a maisa. So when it's talking, so the mefarshim asks, what do you mean? Toast with others, what do you mean? According to Rav Yochanan, Toast and Shuas daf chaf aleph. Yes, how could it be according to Rav Yochanan? So why aren't you chayev for Lashon Hara? You should be chayev makas on Lashon Hara. We'd be in trouble. Because it's a lav sheyish bo maisa. Because it's a dibor, di akimas pirhavi maisa. So Tosin explains, no. When does Rav Yochanan hold akimas pirhavi maisa? That's only a stam dibor isn't a maisa. But if it's a dibor that leads to a change, and here it's causing the animal, it's the same result, it's causing the animal not to eat, that's what Rav Yochanan says, it's a maisa. So it's a machokas in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Sadi Amud Beis, whether Chosma Bakol is chaya. But the point is, we see from here, Rav Yochanan holds that Dibor could be a maisa, and Rav Yochanan holds Dibor isn't a maisa, even if it causes a result. So it could be, perhaps Lishitason. In the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Gimel Beis, the Machlok is Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish on why, what, how did the Urim V'Tumim work. Rav Yochanan, who holds Tziva could be Amira could be Dibor could be a Maisa. So therefore Rav Yochanan says, no, he wasn't over Ksiva, it was Boletus. The letters popped up and that was it. You had to figure out the message. But Rish Lakish, who holds Dibor isn't a Maisa, so Lav Shein Bo Maisa, he claims it wasn't a problem with Ksiva either, because you're not actually doing anything, you're only talking, and that's not considered a Maisa like we see with Chasu Mekos. So perhaps one could say the two Gemaras are Lishitasa. However, you don't have to. Because we'll even say, even according to Rav Yochanan, who holds that Dibor is a Maisa, even he would agree over here, by the Urim V'Tumim, it's not a Maisa. Because it's a fundamental difference. The case of the Urim V'Tumim, that's what they call Derech Segula. So something which is Derech Segula, meaning it's a Maisa Elokim, what do you want from me? I'm just talking and God's doing all the work. Like we find, like the Rush writes at the end of Psachim, that Moshe died, we have a tradition, he died on Shabbos. And the question is, it's a difficult custom, difficult tradition, because the Medrash Rabbah tells us that on the day of his death, he wrote 13 Sifri Torah. If it was Shabbos, how could he have written it? So the Chasam Sofer answers and others, no, that's because that was Derech Segula. He didn't write it. It was a Hashbaz Kulmis. That was using the Shem Hashem. He says some words and all of a sudden, the Torah is written. But the Dua Maisa, not Derech Segula, so that's a problem. So therefore, so when it comes to, even Rav Yochanan holds Dibor as a Maisa, when it comes to the Urim Tumim, when it comes to the Shem HaMefurish, like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, or we find Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shem HaMefurish, we see that's Derech Segula, and therefore it's not considered a Maisa. However, if it's something which is set up, that's the way the system's set up, that let's say, you turn on the ignition and the engine goes on, or you turn on the light. That's the way it's set up. So if you could do it in a way, let's say, so he's saying it's no different than pressing the button or turning on the light, if it's not Derech Segula. In fact, where else do we see that Rav Yochanan, where else do we find Rav Yochanan's Yisod that Dibor is a Maisa? It's the Gemara and Baba Kama, Daf Yud Chesam and Beis. That the Tanner go, he was singing, screaming, screeching, so he cracked the glass. So the Gemara, it seems to be, you know, is that considered it was done directly, or is it considered grumma? So he didn't kick it open, he didn't hit it open. One would have thought it's a grumma, yet the Gemara says, Meshalim Nezek Shalem, implying to it is a Maisa. So we see, since it's a Dibor that caused it a normal way, that's the way you scream, the sound, that's the way it works, things crack, so therefore it is considered your Maisa. So we see, according to Rav Yochanan, that Dibor could be Kumaisa. And therefore, that could lead to it's a major shayla of Bizman Hazeh. The number one, the whole shayla with Alexa then. Can I tell Alexa what to do? Could I tell Alexa to turn the light on? So according to Rav Yochanan, it could be an Issa if Alexa is doing an Issa Daraisa because of you, let's assume it's an incandescent light bulb or whatever is happening, or turning on a fire. So according to Rav Yochanan, you could even violate an Issa Daraisa through a voice activation system like Alexa, Siri, and the works. And we find this as well in the Kashrus world. In the Kashrus world, we find, well, there's a couple of modern things, but one is Star K. They do it's something called a glow bar, where you put a bulb in the oven, right, so you can't be able to turn it on, and therefore the food's going to get some warmth from the bulbs, so therefore it's okay. Because it's, according to Rav Heidemann, it's no different than what the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Tes, that when you you just throw a little twig in, and that's considered enough. That's considered, you throw a twig into the fire, it's considered a bishul Yisrael. So Rav Haynim in the Star K is mad to this glow bar. The OU doesn't like it. And the way Rav Schechter says it, it's the only question the OU asked Rav Yashav, even though I heard Rav Elephant say he's asked questions for the OU about bugs. And I think he, if I recall correctly, he asked Rav Yashav about a black dot. Do we have to be concerned about that? So I think Rav Yashav she says you do. But Rav Schechter says, don't, at least the only child he knew, maybe it happened after. I don't know. But either way, he says, they asked Rav Yashav, because what happened was, OU had a couple of people from Star K. And Star K always relied on it. So they agreed, they'll go to Rav Yashav. So Rav Schechter knew Rav Yashav would be Machim, because back in the day when he worked for the Rabbanut, or when he worked more in the community, he felt more of an Indian to having to be Mako for the community. But he knew then at this point he wasn't going to, and sure enough, he did not. So Rebelski didn't like it, Rebel Yasha. Two reasons that with the gold bar is he's throwing the twig into the fire, so therefore it turns into a Bishul Yisrael. Here the bulbs remain separate. And secondly, in the case of the twig, you first use the fire and then the twig. Here the light bulb is first, and then you're turning, then the fire is coming on later. So OU doesn't like it, but the Star K relies on the gold bar. But relevant to us this, on the question of throwing in twigs, the case of Bishul Akum, for us even Bishul Akum, but at least for Svarim Pasakum, it's called the Shein maneuver. I think of Yehuda Shein, who's on a Mashgiach. He set up a system where he could call on his phone, plug in the numbers, and the oven would go on. So there, at least he's doing a Maisa. Let's assume you just call it in without, and it's a voice activation. You call up, and when you say something, it goes on. Would that be good? So Rav Yashav, Rav Belsky, Rav Wozner, they all say it's called, it's enough, it's called Bishul Yisrael, and it's okay. I think the Eidei Charedus, the Chabadats, doesn't go for it. But what do we see? We see a Dibur is Maisa. So we see we use it in terms of Hashkacha. And as well, it should be a problem for all these voice activation systems. And therefore, it's by the Urim Vetumim, either we could go, it's a Lashitasun. It's Rav Yochan who would say it's a problem. That's why he has to say Boletes. And Rish Lakosh, which says Dibur is not Kamaisol, that the letters get together. However, we could even say, even according to Rav Yochanan, it wouldn't be a Maisa. It's only a Maisa when that's the way it's set up and it works through technology, electricity, etc. But if something's working, Derek Segula, Moshe, with this 13 Sifrei Torah, or, you know, also Moshe, the same Mefurish of Mitzrayim, or by the Urim Vitumim, so it's logical to say, that's Derek Segula, that's God doing it, not you, and therefore it's not a problem.